here's a story from The World.
Lebanon is facing an economic crisis, a political crisis, and now an education crisis. It's estimated that more than 1 million children are out of school. Many may never return because either they've missed so much or their parents can't afford to send them back. Things are even worse for refugee children living in tent settlements. For them, online learning is often not an option at all. There's little or no reliable internet or electricity. The World's Shirin Jafari spoke with one family about how they're coping.
For the past 10 years, Daud Hassan Amr and her family have lived in a tent on the border between Syria and Lebanon. Over a WhatsApp call, Amr tells me about how they were forced out of their home in Homs, Syria, back in 2011. She says fighting broke out. Planes started bombing left and right. Her family had no choice but to leave. For a while, they moved around inside Syria, but eventually they made it to Arsal, a town in Lebanon along the border with Syria. And that's where they've been ever since. Amr gave birth to two more daughters in Arsal. So that's four kids between the ages of 7 and 16. Amr says she and her husband split up, and so she's raising the children by herself. She gets some financial help from the UN Refugee Agency, but money is tight, she says. Amr says her kids used to go to an education center in the camp run by an NGO, but it closed down because of the pandemic. And so for the past few months, her children have been getting lessons over WhatsApp. The problem is the family has one cell phone. Four kids, one cell phone. The pandemic has upended education for many children in Lebanon. But for Syrian refugees, it's even worse.
The stark reality is that even before the coronavirus hit, more than 55% of Syrian kids in Lebanon were not even going to school.
Bill Van Esfeldt is with Human Rights Watch.
And since the coronavirus hit, even the ones who were supposedly formally registered and enrolled in school really haven't been going and haven't been getting anything for well over a year now.
Under Lebanese laws, Syrians are treated as temporary migrants, not refugees or permanent residents. Hana El-Khali is an education expert in Lebanon.
Being a refugee by itself provides a lot of vulnerability. And being a refugee in a country that does not recognize you as a refugee, you know, adds to that vulnerability.
Syrian children outside of the camps, she says, used to go to public schools. They took the afternoon, second or third shifts. But as the economy got worse, El-Ghali says more Lebanese families started to send their kids to public schools because they couldn't afford private school tuition anymore. That put even more strain on public schools, she says.
Ahlan!
Back at the camp, 11-year-old Marwa tells me sometimes homework assignments come all at once. So she and her sisters have to take turns. It's tough, she says, but she loves learning. Her favorite subjects are English, Arabic, math, and science. Do they have any problems getting online, I ask her mom. We did before, she says, but then I managed to save up some money to buy a router. Education over food, she tells me. That's how important it is for me that my daughters get an education. Dima Sokayar, an education advisor with the Norwegian Refugee Agency, says it's not ideal for Syrian children to be using their parents' phones for school.
It's sometimes difficult to have children submit their homework at a certain time or just for us to contact the children at a certain time because many parents work throughout the day.
So her organization adjusted homework hours to later in the day when there is a better chance that the parents are back from work. International NGOs are helping out. For example, in 2018, the UN donated about 8,000 laptops to Lebanon. But the Ministry of Education didn't have the licenses to run Microsoft Word on them. So two Lebanese companies agreed to store the laptops until the problem was solved.
And then you've got the Beirut port explosion.
Bill Van Esfeldt with Human Rights Watch again.
and 2,400 of the laptops were still stored in the port. And the Minister of Education goes on a tour to check out where the laptops are. And the company that was responsible for storing them in the port says it's a tragedy, but they were all blown up in the explosion.
Fast forward 6 months, and the acting Minister of Education reveals in a TV interview that in fact the laptops were not blown up. They were sold for profit. The ministry said it's looking into the incident and it didn't comment for this story. Mansfeld says Syrian children in Lebanon have already lost years of schooling because of displacement and war, and they can't afford to lose more.
These children are being robbed of their futures every single day. How do you have rights? How do you participate in your society? How do you try to build a stable, safe life if you can't read?
Marwa and her sisters tell me they're determined to keep up with their schoolwork, and they're even keen to show off their English skills.
Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you. For the world, I'm Shireen Jafari. From PRX.